Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We are digging through the crates for some scratchy 78s, 45s, LPs, cassettes, and even compact discs. Along the way, we'll discover some classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, soul, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library music, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. Thank you for coming on this journey of homegrown, homemade radio. And if you're curious what we're going to be exploring today, it's library music at the Radio Thrift Shop. Open a book. Thank you. Ben Liebeck with The Winds of Fall Creek. He's one of the rare library slash soundtrack folks from the 60s and 70s who is still with us. He's in his upper 80s somewhere. I don't want to sound like a weatherman. No, I mean, he's 80-something. He's going to be almost 90 years old. Before that, The Mono from 2018, sort of a remix of Half-Forgotten Daydreams. We started off with the Vic Mars from the 2015 LP, The Land and the Garden. We heard Hiking Attire. Well, I'm DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the very non-commercial, homegrown, homemade radio show, Radio Thrift Shop. And today, we're exploring the world of library music.
Exploring Science in the Sea. One of the adages of modern science is that if a butterfly in China flaps its wings, it might lead to a hurricane weeks later in the Atlantic Ocean. There's no way to prove or disprove that idea, but there does seem to be some evidence of a connection going the other direction. Warmer water in the northwestern Atlantic may be one factor in creating heat waves over China, Korea, and Japan. Eastern Asia has undergone several deadly heat waves in recent years. A month-long hot spell in 2018 broke a century-old record in Korea, with temperatures reaching 105 degrees. Several factors combined to create the hot weather, including high pressure over the Himalayas and the Pacific Ocean, and warmer waters in the northern Pacific. But researchers have identified a link with the North Atlantic as well. Earlier studies had already found some connections. Long-term changes in surface water temperatures in the North Atlantic and the northwestern Pacific seem to be linked, for example. And changes in the North Atlantic can influence Asian typhoons. The recent research looked at 40 years of Asian climate records. Scientists compared those numbers to sea surface temperatures in the northwestern Atlantic. They found a link. They report that warmer water in that part of the Atlantic can create a wave in the atmosphere. It connects with global circulation patterns. As it reaches eastern Asia, the wave helps make conditions hotter and drier, contributing to deadly heat waves. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975. Thank you. music by Roger Webb from the film Au Pair Girls. Yep, that movie. Terrible, terrible, terrible C-grade movie, but amazing and wonderful music. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Library Music Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. And if you're curious about library music, there are several books that will enlighten you and open up the world of library music to you, including The Music Library by Johnny Trunk. Johnny Trunk is a legendary library record collector, and he's re-released several library albums on his Trunk Records, maybe a few more than several. So check it out, The Music Library, and that's by Johnny Trunk, wherever you get your fine books. Thank you. Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, and we are exploring library music in this edition. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to hear from Laura Erickson, an episode of For the Birds, which we haven't listened to for a long time on this show. But first, we're going to explore an album by Matt Berry. He's a UK musician. And this is a very, very cool record called Television Themes. He's got some first-class musicians here, but I'll let you judge that for yourself. We're going to hear a few tracks from Television Themes by Matt Berry. Thank you.
Ground floor perfumery, stationery and leather goods, wigs and haberdashery, kitchenware and food going up. First floor telephones, gents' ready-made suits, shirts, socks, ties, hats, underwear and shoes going up. Second floor carpets, travel goods and bedding, materials of furnishing, restaurant and teas going down.
All right, a little fun there from You and Wardrop, which I found on YouTube. The theme to the BBC sitcom, Are You Being Served? And that's what we heard just before that by Matt Berry and some other selections from his television themes LP. We heard Doctor Who, Top of the Pops, and World in Action. Well, I'm DJ Frederick here in action at the microphone. And, wow, here every Saturday evening on WSCS. Of course, you might be listening on another station, on another device, on another planet, in another part of the world, in another galaxy. I don't know, but thank you for listening. Let's tune in to Laura Erickson for a few minutes with an episode of For the Birds.
On Sunday, May 16th, I was talking to my friend Eric Brunke on the phone and gazing out the window when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a red-headed woodpecker. Lots of male woodpeckers have conspicuous red on their heads, and in the pileated and red-bellied woodpeckers, both male and female have a lot of red on their heads. But in only one woodpecker species do both the adult male and female have a completely red head from the face to the crown and from the throat to the nape, just one solid red head. Luckily, that is the woodpecker named for that feature. The body of the red-headed woodpecker is black and white, with absolutely no spots or speckles or stripes. The bird's entire upper back, most of the tail, and the upper and outer wings are solid black, while the lower back and rump, entire underside, and inner lower quadrant of the wings, where the secondary wing feathers are purest white. The white on the wings and rump stand out both when the bird is in flight and when it's perched with the wings closed. So there was no mistaking this bird. I told Eric, "Gotta go, red-headed woodpecker," and hung up. I ran for my camera and charged outside, but the bird kept its distance. I saw it a few more times that day and got a few photos, but never any close-ups. The red-headed woodpecker was the very first woodpecker I ever saw, number 20 on my life list when I saw my first near Baker Woodlot at Michigan State on May 3, 1975. And I saw them a lot in both East Lansing and then in Madison, Wisconsin. They were quite common in the Midwest in the 70s, so I'm afraid I took them for granted. But the population has always fluctuated dramatically. Historically, redheads profited mightily from both chestnut blight and Dutch elm disease, feasting on the insects that in turn were feasting on the dead and dying trees, and the redheaded woodpeckers also used the dead trees for nesting. But even in the 1970s, red-headed woodpeckers faced plenty of problems. They fly between stands of trees in a swooping flight pretty much precisely at windshield height. Car collisions certainly contributed to their decline. Thanks to their abundance, their dramatic plumage, and the magnitude of that problem, I recognized a lot of their mangled bodies on roadsides during the 70s, and less so during the 80s, as there were fewer left to be killed. European starlings have also posed a serious problem, aggressively appropriating their nest cavities. Over their entire range since 1970, the cumulative decline of red-headed woodpeckers has been about 67%. In some parts of their range, the decline has been fairly small, and in parts of the East and the Plains, they've actually increased. But their losses have been scary in the upper Midwest, most especially in Minnesota. Since 1967, Minnesota's population has suffered an annual decline of over 6%, representing a cumulative loss of 95% since the Breeding Bird Survey began. The authors of Minnesota's superb Breeding Bird Atlas conclude that red-headed woodpecker habitat loss is probably the root of their problems here, noting that the oak savanna habitat, where they're most found in Minnesota, is located in the deciduous forest belt, extending from the southeastern part of the state to the Park Rapids area, precisely where the human population is densest. And the problem is growing as communities outside the Twin Cities continue to grow and expand outwards. In one subsection, the oak savannas that comprised 54% of the region's habitat in the 1890s were reduced by 1990 to less than 1%. My red-headed woodpecker never came close enough for great photos and had vanished by the next day, as many outliers during migration do. With the heavy clay soil of my neighborhood, oak trees just are not part of the local habitat, so I feel very lucky that it stopped for a short while and allowed me to take a photo, even a distant, highly cropped one, as a memento of its wonderful visit. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
Even the birds listen to Radio Thrift Shop.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
Yeah, I know this is the library music edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, but sometimes it's fun to shift gears just a little midstream.
You're alone, now there's no one to repeat.
ashes when your dreams come true. We'll find motion in a dash for the door. The far from your stage has now spread to the floor. You gave all you had, why would you want to give more? The more that you give, well, the more it will take to break that thin line which you really can't face.
Band called Jugs with, of course, Fire on the Mountain. All right, that is going to wrap up this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, the proprietor or curator, maybe the great curator. All of the shows are archived at radio4all.net. That's radio, the number 4all.net. And you can reach me by email at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Wishing you many blessings. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with another theme, or at least another journey through the musical archives.